Hey, it's White Boy Chris. If the pat-downs ever made you laugh, then join our Patreon and support us. Get bonus content, a t-shirt, or an autographed copy of Rabbit, Miss Pat's autobiography. Visit MissPatComedy.com for the link to the Patreon, and while you're there, join our Facebook group.
Welcome to another episode of the Pat-Down. I have the energy of a cow today.
Is that low or high?
Low.
Low energy. You're like in a funny mood. You're like, you're punchy. This episode's very silly. But in like a fun way, yeah.
I guess because y'all interrupt me from at the damn store from buying shit, so I had to come home and do a podcast. But we talking about some good shit today. What are we talking about?
Well, we're talking about
your face with Rosella.
Yep, spur tongues.
Talked about your brother.
Yep.
Oh, y'all, my brother from be out of jail with the ankle monitor. He gonna verify a story. What else?
Trying to get me some male pussy.
We heard male. One of your favorite songs.
Mm-hmm.
Going up yonder. Yeah.
It's quite the show. A lot of variety.
Low energy, but quite the fucking show. After the music play to get you in the mood and get out the shower, we'll be right back, y'all. You better get up, get out, and tune into this podcast. Miss Pat spit the truth, spit the real facts. Nothing but the ugly, classy at the same time. Pat got the flavor, these are not your same lines. That's the politics, she been on the real grind. It could be pretty but ugly at the same time. Just tune in, put your lock on the spin down. Ain't no need for the wait and turn it up now. What you talking about? It's real though. And cut the game, you get no play like Nintendo. You waste the time, turn it up, nothing but the ugly. Straight off the top, everything she say, you know it's funny. Full blast, this a taste of the future. Listen on your iPhone, on your desktop computer. Share it, tweet it, ain't no way to beat it.
You
killing fly?
Don't even explain. Explain, because you explain it, she's just gonna forget it, and then she's gonna ask you again the next time. Every single time we do this, she always asks you why you do that.
This is the
he ain't never clapped before.
Yes,
all the time, every time.
Because you have to. She goes. We want,
how you
we
gonna need, side with the white man?
We need to do video. We need to do video. And then I go, it's a lot of work. You hate it. You get mad. You got to put on makeup. And then, it's fine. I'll be fine. The people love it. And then we do video. And then you just get mad at the whole process. Yell at me for clapping to sync the audio.
What you mean sync? Oh, you got the magic stick?
Yes. That's what the... Yeah, I don't have that magic stick thing, though. We need to get one.
That's dick, Chris. Oh.
Well, you fooled me.
I hate it here.
I'm sorry, Chris. If you wasn't born with it, you're going to miss it.
We
do need to take a moment of silence to pray for my first kid's father. He in the hospital.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You okay?
He just had surgery because he was fucking crackheads and caught kidney stones.
So if you fuck crackheads, it gives you kidney stones? Is that a...
they make your dick piss rocks, evidently. That's what I was told the other day. So take a moment of silence for him no longer have to piss rocks.
Aww.
I heard that was very first.
Are you going to use those?
Hey.
Can you picture crackheads trying to smoke kidney stones?
No. Can you picture them thinking they diamonds? I wonder what color are they?
What if they break them up and smoke them?
I could totally see that.
Grind them into powder.
It's a rock, isn't it?
Yeah. I think it's like a legit rock.
Yeah, it's like a crystal.
Calcium deposit.
Yeah,
or something?
It's not.
You know,
you
my
can't
husband,
smoke them. That's for sure.
How you know?
Because you can't.
Have you ever tried?
Why would I try to smoke a kidney stone?
To say that you can't smoke a kidney stone.
There's some things you know without actually having.
You
to
might
do.
Can end up in a rural Guinea Buster history if you try.
The world what?
Guinness book. What's that?
I think you drunk off that Guinness. What the fuck are you doing?
The Guinness book?
What is it called?
The Guinness Book of World Records.
Oh, the Guinness book. What the fuck did I say?
I don't.
We're going to have to roll back the tape on that one. The history books of Guinness.
Here's what I heard. The world of Guinness Book of Records.
Fuck you, Chris. Well, you can fucking get in there if you make it.
There are some records that you shouldn't have. Some people shouldn't hold records. And so you smoking kidney stones is one of those records you don't want to have that.
So you don't agree with the hot dog eating contest?
No, I think it's dumb as shit.
I want is there a long pussy?
World's longest pussy. We're here at mile marker number 7.
This pussy can high jump.
Hi, Tom. I'm here at the pussy marker of mile 7. This thing keeps on going. I ran out of breath. I needed to take a break. Back to you in the studio. Well, let us know when you reach the uterus.
I mean, because I'm quite sure there's a penis out there that got the world record.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder if there's a long clitoris, a click,
I watched spur the video. Tongue,
whatever you want to call it.
What?
Spur tongue.
Spare tongue.
Stunt
spur
tongue.
Spur.
Spur
tongue?
What?
My mama called it a spur tongue. She said, don't let no nigga touch your spur tongue.
Jesus Christ. Were you as confused then as we are now?
Apparently. Because the baby daddy's got kidney stones.
No, I grew up to realize it was the click, the man in the boat. You know, I don't know why she called it spur tongue. Maybe she was trying to say spare tongue.
Yeah.
Because that's more like a spare tongue.
Yeah, it makes more sense.
Why does that make more sense?
All right, I went into the Miss Pat part of my brain, like, you know,
going up yonder to be with my Lord.
You okay? This is the weirdest beginning of a show ever.
What song is that?
I'm going up yonder.
Hey Siri, what song is she singing?
To be with my Lord. Oh,
Shazam just killed itself.
No, you don't remember that song.
No.
I got to call a Christian. Miss Jenny know that song. Watch it. I'm going up yonder. I don't know why that popped in my head. If she don't know, even though Quisha is a heathen, she'll know it. I'm going up yonder. Y'all ain't never heard that song?
No.
Not in that version.
Fuck you, Dion. Answer the goddamn phone, Miss Jenny. Yeah,
she knows what you calling for.
She asks, okay, I got another Christian friend. You got to keep them Christians on deck when you want to verify. Ain't nothing like a good old Christian. I'm going up yonder. No, she won't know. She a heathen. I'm sorry.
She answered the phone. She picked up and Miss Pat hung up immediately.
She calling back. Don't call back, bitch. No, she'll know. I'm telling you. Watch this. I'm going up. Yeah, I got to tell you, because y'all got to join this shit. This is some good Christian music. You know, how the fuck you don't know this song? You a Christian.
Because you're ruining it. That's how I don't know the song. Whatever song it is, you're fucking it up horribly.
Latee. You remember that Christian song? I'm going up yonder to be with my Lord. Yeah. What's the name of that song? That's the name of the song. I'm going up yonder.
I'm about to YouTube it because I'm drawing a blank.
How you? Look at her face. That's it. To be
change the song.
Try this one.
You ain't never, when you play that on Christmas, you ain't have no toys to unwrap it now. But that shit is nasty.
Well, that's what Christmas is about. Everlasting memories of never having toys in this song.
What a thing in it. That's just instrumental.
Apparently Spotify has 3 choices of it, and two of them are white and one of them's instrumental.
They were black folk. I hate when Chris got fired. This is for only full of white people. I'm going up yonder to be with my Lord. So what you playing is depressing.
God damn.
Hardee's.
Hold on, it's an ad.
The restaurant.
It's an ad. Hold on.
Hardee's.
We.
10 seconds, and then it'll be the song. So, it's a black person singing.
Who?
It'll be a black person singing.
How the fuck you know?
Because their name is Tremaine. Ain't no white Tremaines.
I know a Tremaine. My brother.
Is
my
he
nephew.
White?
He a piece of shit. Yeah, come on, Chris. Get that soul in you. Look at Chris. Looking like a Teddy Ruck. Hey, black Christian music. I know they gotta walk down the aisle and shit. They Jericho dripping. They gotta look at everybody's titties. If you wanna know
where I'm going,
soon.
If anybody asked you, where I'm going. I'm going too long. To join the clearance right.
If anybody wants to make a remix of that, hit me up. I've got the voice isolated.
Y'all never heard that shit. I'm always schooling you niggas.
Yeah.
I have heard that song before. Your version of it, I don't ever want to hear again.
Fucking
you can't identify a song by Yonder.
Fuck y'all. So Cardi B getting a divorce.
Yeah, I saw that.
What?
Who
that's,
could?
That's
who,
unbelievable.
Who could have known?
I would have never in a million billion.
I think
years.
Anybody named marry somebody named Offset is about to be Offset.
I'm pretty sure that's not his government name.
Yeah,
you Offset got, Jones, get your ass in here.
Well, you got to be careful with black folk. They don't give a fuck what they name. They cheering shit. They can't afford. You know that.
White people do it too.
I ain't,
ask Apple Paltrow.
Yeah.
Who the fuck name is Apple Paltrow?
Gwyneth Paltrow's daughter.
You know, Penn and
Teller. White folk just started doing rich ghetto people. The poor trash still get a kid like Garrett and Jared and Reagan and shit like that.
Penn Jillette's kid's name is Moxie Crime Fighter Jillette.
Hmm?
Moxie Crime Fighter Jillette.
Who named that baby that?
Penn and Teller. You know, the comedians, the tall one that talks and the one that doesn't.
They were fucking each other?
Oh, my God.
One of them was a girl.
What? Are you? Is Joe Biden on this podcast? What is going on?
Don't talk about my motherfucking president.
Yo, vice president. Yeah. He ain't won yet.
We got to give a shout out to we got a black woman running for president, and I'm so grateful that we might get some more color in the White House. I mean, she ain't going to live there. She going to visit, right? Where does she stay?
Give her a couple weeks. She may take over the top seat. She accidentally slipped up and goes, in a Harris-Biden administration? You're like, yeah.
You know, I really do think something is wrong with Joe Biden. Yeah. I'm hoping like hell he don't debate. He is so and that's my, I don't give a fuck what y'all say out there because I'm voting for Joe Biden. It's better than voting for a creepy-ass soft dick orange clown. Races on top of that. I'm voting for him. If you can vote for your bullshit, I can vote for my bullshit. With that said, I'm voting for my bullshit, even though he dead brain. I'm so scared that he gonna get to the debate and have a stroke. And then Trump gonna say, I told y'all that nigga was a dead head.
Yeah.
He is fucked up. Like, he can't even remember what he's reading.
Yeah.
He get to read, he's like, where am I at? I'm at Walmart. And then he go back to being presidential.
I think people underestimate the desire of the American people to have a brain dead president that does nothing for 4 years.
Isn't that what we just said?
Yeah. Well,
he a lot of shit.
He did a lot of. He did too much. Yeah.
No, he stole a lot of shit.
Yeah.
And his son said, I saw the day where Trump's son was the Supreme Court or somebody told him he got to come to court. He said, not to after the election.
You don't get to decide with the government.
Well, I guess you do when your dad is running the government. But
wait, so Junior was supposed to go to court?
One of them was supposed to go to court. And he said, I think it was Eric Trump. Google Eric Trump. And he said, I just passed by real quick. He said, I'm not going anywhere to after the election. Because he already knew if his daddy lose, he getting the fuck up out of here. Mm-hmm. They going to Mars.
Yeah.
Jupiter.
Yeah.
Which one is the farthest?
Jupiter is further than Mars.
Yeah, he going now. I don't know how he going to get there. I guess he going to go on Melania back.
With her spaceship.
That's what she looked like in the face. Yeah, he said he wasn't going to court to after the election. All I know is I'm staying at my house on election night.
Eric Trump says he's willing to be interviewed by the New York Attorney General's office, but not until after election.
I told you, I don't be lying. I read something like that, what I just told you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what is it? What did New York AG want with him?
The New York Attorney General has like several different things that they're investigating Trump for, and he like if he gets
he on cocaine. You see how red his eyes is?
Yeah.
He is on some dope, some good dope too. That pure shit straight out of Cuba.
The chatter is that if Trump loses the election, the New York Attorney General is going to have his way with Donald Trump. And so that's one of the reasons that Trump fans want to vote for him is that to keep him from going to jail. You're like, well, he's got to leave sometime.
Yeah, but that's why he want the third election. He said he want the third term.
Yeah.
Is that possible, Chris?
No, no.
Because, you know, I know you white, you know everything. Is that possible?
No, after FDR stayed too long, and I think he won his fourth election, there was an amendment put in that limits it to two. So you can only do two total terms as president.
As you're in life.
Yeah. So let's say Biden and Harris win. Biden passes away. Kamala Harris finishes his three years of it. She can still serve two more terms, but she can't be elected twice.
Are you hoping Biden die?
No. No.
Because everybody keep on talking about Biden going to die.
I think that, like, the health of these two men is not good, and they're really old.
According to Trump, he got the body of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, right. Okay, Mister. I accidentally told everybody I had many strokes. Like peak 2020 is one of these two geezers croaking right before the election, and then there's a crisis. But yeah, I don't know.
Fucking funny would that be,
man? I don't wish.
You saying both of them croak on November 3rd?
One of them, just one of them. Like,
how funny would it be if both of them vote for?
What did you think of?
That would be awesome.
Joe Rogan hosting a debate. Have you talked to him or do you think they'd do it?
I text Joe. I said, please don't do that to my president. I said, he can't stay awake 4 hours, let alone 30. Both of them motherfuckers be in. They might as well go to the debate in their pajamas because they're going to roll both of them out of there.
Yeah.
You know old people can't stay awake, Pat. They got to at least take naps and shit. They just can't stay straight awake. They got to take a couple of fucking naps.
Trump be up early as hell tweeting.
Well, old people be up early because they want they happy they're alive. Whew, Jesus didn't get my ass last night. That's why old people wake up at 5 o'clock
in
the morning.
I'm going over yonder.
Well, my daddy, when old people do two things. They go to bed early and they like the TV to be on.
Right.
Like I would walk to my daddy room and try to turn the TV off. I'm watching the TV. Nigga, you were snoring. But that noise from the TV allowed them to know that they're still alive.
It's a defense mechanism.
Yeah, so when you get a certain age, you know.
I can't kill him. He watching TV.
Well, you know.
Not how death works.
You get a certain age, you don't want to fucking croak over, you know, but we all got to go.
Yeah.
Do y'all ever think about dying?
Yeah.
I used to be terrified of dying. Now I'm like, okay.
No, I never was terrified, but now that I'm 37 now and the older you get, you sort of go, oh, my
parents. I'm next.
Yeah, like my parents are getting older. I'm getting older. Like I'm almost 40. Like then you start to think about, oh, what are the next 30, 40 years going to be like? Like it, you start to think about it more when you get older.
I never even planned on living this long because they, like I said, when we were kids, man, they terrified us with the rapture and that shit. Yeah. Like Jesus is going to come back. We're in the year of our Lord. And I'm like, oh, I was like, oh, you motherfuckers are lying. to get people to act right.
And I remember when I used to go to church just to eat, and they said, is that the rapture where God just started snatching niggas off her?
Yeah.
But I realized in my neighborhood, those were just drive-bys. God out here shooting niggas with bullets and shit, with bandanas on.
I don't think that's how.
Well, that's
that is not time. God coming for you.
That's how I saw people disappear. When niggas started disappearing in my neighborhood, it was because somebody else shot them. So I said, oh, this with the rapture. Oh, okay. Just don't fuck with nobody and you won't get caught up in the rapture.
So, Chris, you go to church all the time, right? Am I saying this right, that after the rapture happens, there's 7 years of tribulation where you can take the mark of the beast and all that dumb shit?
Yeah, that's one view of it. So, like, that's the Left Behind version of it, which is kind of, because of that series, the more popular version, where the rapture happens, then there's 7 years, and then Jesus comes back. And then there's some people who are like, oh, we're in the middle of it all. Like, it's, I don't
know. Do you believe in Jesus, Chris?
Yes, I do.
Me too. It's got to be some special for one man to give up his whole life to save all of us.
He didn't.
And we still ain't doing right.
He didn't. He was talking to those people in that time. He didn't give a fuck about none of us. That's why he ain't came back, because he don't know none of y'all.
You know what? I think it's true, because let me
tell
you
something.
How you
going to come back to
save niggas never met? Let me say this right here, because I know the Bible. Let me say this right here.
Do you?
That's the devil. That's the devil talking.
No, I know the Bible, because let me tell you something. And Eve wouldn't have bit that apple, we wouldn't have no motherfucking pear. So she bit
that
apple.
There are no apple trees over there. What are you talking about?
Well, what the fuck? Was it a fig tree?
That's what it would have been had it been an actual thing, yes.
Well, she bit a fig and made us have our pears.
She bit a fig and now you're telling a fib. I don't want to hear this.
I'm saying, that's why we have our pears.
No, that's not why you have your pears.
God shamed her. Because she went outside that garden and stole that goddamn apple and talked to the devil, and she bit it, and now we have a pear. The apple is red, our blood is red.
How can I debate this?
You can't fucking debate that. I got the pussy.
That's Joe Biden's going to say the same thing. How can I debate somebody who just makes things up?
The apple was red. That's why our blood was red.
Yeah, that's why our blood's red. That's why we up here, because, and that's why
now
we
how
crack.
Come you don't have extra ribs?
Who?
You.
Nigga, I always get 3-4 extra ribs. Where you eating that you can't get no extra rib, nigga?
I want one on a rib. No, just one rib. I sure am hungry.
How about that? What does he say about the drink?
He said my cups cost more than 15 cents. Pour it in my hand for a dime.
Said that.
Come, I'm gonna get you, sucker.
Chris Rock. Such yeah. a
come on, man. Come on, man.
I believe in Jesus. I believe there's a higher power.
One
I don't
rib.
I don't believe in aliens, but I do believe there's a higher power, and I do think
God ain't from Earth. He's an alien.
How you know?
Because he's not. Because he had to create this place. How do
he
you
was
create?
A spirit. You can see through God.
Again, how am I supposed to debate?
She's on one today. She made a point that smiled. That's when you know she's like, fuck with me.
Yeah, what do you think God looked like? Okay, they said Jesus had hair wool and his skin a leather and his feet of cross.
Thanks for calling Domino's. Yeah, can I get that Jesus crust on my pizza?
If Jesus feet anything like me, it because he ain't have no money.
Nigga was a carpenter. He could have made himself some wooden shoes.
Could you imagine? Clip, clop, clip, clop. Who's that?
No,
oh, that's the savior of the world. Clip, clop, clip.
Let me tell you why I don't believe he had foot of cross. Because everybody know when you get crust on your feet.
It's nowhere written in the Bible.
I've never heard this anywhere other than the Gospel of Miss Pat.
It's one of the books that got left out.
Yeah.
It is feet of crust.
No, it is not. You completely
what,
made
what,
that
what, hair wool, skin of leather, and feet of crust. Right.
Is that the Jesus scarecrow you're making?
Because I was always wondering why he just didn't rub his feet together when they were wet and then the skin fall off.
What are you talking about?
What the fuck are y'all talking about? Give me the three things that describe Jesus.
I'm looking. I've never heard hair of feet of burnt bronze.
Them nigga feet.
Where are you getting feet of crust from?
Cause it burns. It's skin on your feet.
What are you coming up with over there?
I'm just trying. I've never heard hair of wool. So like,
where the fuck have you been?
I'm trying to figure out, like,
have you ever heard of hair of wool?
White people got a different Bible than us.
Black Bible.
Oh, it's in Revelation 1:14. The hair on his head was white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were like blazing fire.
Them black people, they been smoking weed.
His feet were like bronze glowing in a furnace, and his voice was like the sounding of rushing waters.
I'm lying to you niggas, y'all. And his right.
What was his skin like?
Didn't get to the skin.
Yeah, they don't describe Jesus, the dude who's supposed to save everybody. They don't even tell you what the nigga looked like. That makes sense.
You're negative about Jesus.
I'm not negative about Jesus. I'm negative about the story of y'all tell people about this dude that y'all don't really know.
Because stop, you leave
stop
here
letting liars tell you their truths.
What?
I said stop letting liars tell you their truths.
Jesus is real, Dion.
No, he's not. There's no evidence anywhere whatsoever of this dude actually existing.
What is not real is your hairline. Jesus Christ.
Said a lady with
real.
A wig on her head. Kill yourself. What are you talking about?
But it got a hairline. Now, you ain't going to say and talk
I
about
do have a
hairline. My God, with no bronze feet and eyes of fire and throat of a water.
He held 7 stars in his hand.
He did?
Yeah.
Why?
You know what that was.
Well, read the Bible for more.
You know what the 7 stars was.
What?
What?
His Netflix passcode. Pound, 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 pound. Star. Y'all so goddamn stupid. I'm about to log into Jesus' account. I ain't know he had 7 stars in his hand.
Yeah.
And what came out of him?
More lies.
I thought you was a Christian, Chris.
I don't have Revelation memorized.
Why? That shit used to scare the shit out of me.
Yeah, that's what they used it for, to make you afraid. What does a God need with people? Nothing. He needs us for nothing. If you can create the universe, why the fuck do you need people?
And coming out of his mouth was a sharp, double-edged sword. His face was like the sun shining in all its brilliance.
It's fucking allegory. He ain't do none of that shit.
What is allegory?
Just a fucking... It's a way to tell a story to get people to believe it. That's all. That's all it was. He did this. He walked on water.
You should be like that. Because God have saved you during COVID. Look, you got a car, you got bitches, you got places to
stay. God gave me bitches? Thank you, God. I don't know what. You're right, Miss Pat. Thank you, Lord, for
all
the
you
bitches.
Up here being so motherfucking negative.
I'm not being God negative. I'm being realistic. There's no proof. You heard a story from someone you trusted. That's all. That's all
I
it is.
I trust them. I went to church to eat.
So you clearly didn't get the message.
I wasn't there for the message. I was there for the cafeteria in the basement. But I'm just saying, I know I've been down and out. He always kept me fed when my mom was out there drunk and shit. And when we got put out, he gave us a 30-day notice, let us know to start packing
See,
early.
If God really cared, he wouldn't let you go through all that just to get you some 2 pieces of chicken and Juvenile. He wouldn't take you through, because it's unnecessary.
Sometimes you got to go through something to get to something. No, he can't give you everything.
You don't have
everything.
To. You can. You don't have to.
So what's a world with no struggle?
A peaceful, great place.
Well, you
that's what he was trying to create, and then he let a snake talk to a bitch and she ate an apple. That's my point. None of that shit makes
any
sense.
Wait a minute.
He had a perfect world.
Wait a minute.
He had a perfect world.
He made
motherfuckers. They fucked it up, and now we can't get back to that?
That makes no sense. You just told me that she didn't eat no apple.
Exactly. I'm using what you said against you.
And I have a period. Do you have a period?
Game over.
No, I don't.
So I won.
No, you lost. Said. That's why you have a period, because you lost. Because you were hard-headed. You didn't do what you supposed to do.
I ain't E, bitch. My name Pat. What the fuck is wrong? You ain't going to put me way back there. I'm not E. I'm just
watching. This is
I'm
fun.
Getting the rapture.
I got to be in the middle of this dump.
Excuse me.
Man.
I getting the rapture from Eve, which is a period. I don't even have that no more. She just dust up and fall.
You turned into Lot's wife.
No, it just say, hey, I was going to have a period, and then they changed your mind. It just dropped. I'm almost 50. You know, getting old is scary. Yeah. Like an older woman, because, you know, your titties sag, and, you know, I ain't got no wrinkles or nothing like that. But, you know, you find yourself really wanting to kind of keep up with the young girls. Like,
don't.
I'm not trying to, like, keep up with the young girls. Like, you know, the shit you did when you was younger. Like, you shave your vaginas, your underarm. And I only shave my vagina when I'm going to the gynecologist. And it's never even. I went the other day, I told y'all, and it was. I said, look, doc. What? Shut the fuck up. I said, I did the best I could do with no mirror. So
looks
one
like you
side,
went to great clips. You got one side of your head's cut wrong.
Pretty much. When my stomach get heavy, I just let it go and say, fuck it. But I mean, I'm glad I got a husband that loves me.
30 cents a day, you can help shave Miss Pat's vagina. In the arms of an angel, fuck fly away.
Ain't that dog music? Man, do you ever think like that when you don't want an old bitch?
I love older women because they have their shit together. They ain't about no bullshit. Young girls, they care about dumb stuff that don't matter.
They drop their phone in the toilet. They're just always, they're a mess.
So we're actually coming back in style?
Yeah.
Y'all have never went out of style. Yeah. That's y'all problem. Y'all think y'all have because the fucking shit is geared towards young women.
So let's say somebody fuck you, Dion. An older
hypothetically.
Yeah, hypothetically. If old woman fuck you. You young. You ain't got shit to offer nobody.
That's what older women want. A young man, because that old man's dick don't work. Yeah, it's great. I'm in the best spot possible.
When you see somebody who's like,
you can't help an old bitch pay her bills. What about
she don't need help?
That's exactly. Yeah, they don't fuck around. Like a single mom.
How do you know, Chris?
We'll go because I did a lot of dating. You get on Tinder, you hit them up, they go, listen, I've got 4 hours, you can come over and eat me out, and then you have
eat
to leave.
Eat me out?
You have
Who
to leave.
Who's eating pussy that they just met, Chris? That's nasty.
The point is
who's
is that,
eating an apple from a snake? What do you mean?
Right.
What do you
Chris,
mean?
You just going over like Uber and eating bitches?
Yeah, Uber eating. Yep. Uber eating.
You ever ate somebody on the first date?
No.
Don't eat me on the first date.
But let's not lose the point.
Oh, we got
they have their shit together. They tell you exactly what they want. They get straight to the point. Younger women are always like, I'm going to just drop this hint and hope he guesses to see if he cares. Like, I don't have time for
you
that.
You going
to
drop what?
Hints.
Like
how
what?
Come you didn't know I was really into you? Because you never fucking said it.
Right.
Lady. I don't got time have to be time playing these games.
We're going to take a break and come right back. And I'm going to ask you, what do old bitches say?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You got to warn her when you do that.
You know I've been shot, bitch. So,
I forgot.
So let me ask you. So what was I going to ask you?
What do old women do?
What do old women do? What do they want?
When an older
woman. Like if I was out dating. And if I did,
you would just
tell
a guy what you were looking for. And if
I would expect you to pay my bills, then help me out.
And I would tell you to go fuck yourself.
There's a 0% chance that would happen.
Y'all don't pay old bitches bills?
No.
But you would pay a young bitch bill?
No.
I don't pay anybody. I barely pay my own fucking bills.
True. What happens if you like really like you? What happened if you move in with an old woman? Older woman.
Then I help out wherever she needs me to help out at. If I got to install a cabinet, I install a cabinet.
No, nigga, light, gas, water, food.
Go half and half with your partner. But I don't have a partner. I don't want no partner, don't need no partner. I'm Chris Rock in Rush Hour or Chris Tucker. I don't want no partner, don't need no partner.
I feel like you're irresponsible. That's why you don't have any kids and no woman.
No, it's because his pullout game's strong.
He don't pull out.
I don't.
I've seen. I think you don't eat enough vegetables.
I pray to God.
It's why babies don't land.
Please, Lord Jesus, don't let me have no children.
I think.
Going over y'all. That baby don't look like me.
I mean, you 30-something. I mean, don't you want to get married one
day? I hate relationships. They're terrible. I don't want to wake up and have to care about somebody else's fucking feelings. I don't want to do that. I want to care about my feelings.
You are.
I am a selfish asshole. Yes, I am.
You're a Republican.
When it comes to relationships, probably. I'm very conservative. I want things my way. It don't come off.
Oh, I was just seeing if you're a boomer white male. What's your opinions on the NFL? That'll get you.
Hey, that gets a lot of white people.
That's like the Roger Rabbit, you know, no, he can't resist. Like, you say the NFL.
I hate this political talk.
I hate the colors asking for more shit.
Why can't they just entertain me?
That's what they be saying to me. Like, don't
they kill themselves? Why can't the police kill them?
Shut up and sing.
Yeah. Shut up and dribble.
Yeah, that's what it is. Huh?
Shut up and dribble. I said, shut up and lick my ass from the side.
So define old. Like, you keep saying older lady. Like, who do you mean, Miss Pat? Like. You talking about, like, he's
50 years old, all right. 60 years old women, they need love. Like, I have a lot of single girlfriends, right? Mm-hmm. And, like, one of my girlfriends.
So, let me ask you this. Why do you think they're single?
One of my girlfriends makes a lot of money. She just work all the time. She don't do anything to really go meet a man. And she literally, I don't even think she concentrate on a relationship. She just concentrate on career, 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 career. And I be like, not that you need a man, but I'm like, just told me.
What?
No, I mean, I would love to see her married. She's 50-something years old. Nobody wants to die alone. You know, I've been married a long fucking time, and I do have to say that at least I get to roll over and smell another nigga breath. You know what I'm saying? I might get fucked.
When I think of my marriage, that was like the last thing that I would like. I'm not nostalgic for that. That's a weird.
Don't know what nostalgic mean, but you were literally laying next to a bitch that looked like you, Chris. So you shouldn't have been happy anyway. Somebody broke in the house and would have thought y'all were just two lesbians and tied y'all up because they was Christians and they didn't want to see two lesbians together, and you'd have been killed, and then they would realize you was a man because they looked at your dick. So, you know.
One thing I've heard is that women, like, let's say they're around 50, they have a tough time on internet dating because all the guys their age set their age range from, like, 18 to 35. And so they don't ever actually swipe and actually meet somebody their own age.
I'm so glad I have a husband. It would be hard for me to date. I have no tolerance for the bullshit. Mm. You know, because I back in the day when I had them STDs, I don't have time for that shit. I don't have time to pray over no dick that don't work.
But see, that's exactly like why dating older women's better, because they don't fuck around. They don't have time for your bullshit.
So they just say, let fuck.
Yeah.
He said it. I don't have to repeat it.
Yeah.
You heard him. You heard the man. You heard the man. The white man.
I'm gonna ask my girlfriend, like, because my girlfriend's like, I don't have time for this bullshit.
Yeah,
and she's just going by her biz.
And that's like,
but everybody want to have sex. That feeling never go away.
Yeah. So
sometimes
so why beat around the bush with all this other crap? Like, if we're fucking. I don't want to do all that extra. I don't want to go to Target. I don't want to do that.
That circle yes or no bullshit that you did when you were in high school is exciting.
You shouldn't fuck nobody on no empty stomach. That's dangerous.
Why?
It creates lots of gas.
Queef.
Oh,
did
God.
You say queef?
There's nothing.
I've been trying to figure out how you make your vagina queef.
Have you ever had one?
Uh-uh.
Man, when it happens, it's the funniest shit ever. And you both just start laughing.
What was that? Why'd that come from the front? What was that?
You do it. Is it doing sex or girls just can make it happen?
Both. It usually happens during sex. It's just air going up in and then coming back
like
out.
Like a plunger, you know?
But nobody can just... So
there are girls who can queef on demand.
Oh, you just made me think of something. So when I was young, I used to go to this club called Charles Disco. If you're from Atlanta, you know the fuck I'm talking about. I'm underage like a motherfucker, but it was where all the drug dealers hung out at. It was nothing to come out this club and see a nigga killed up under your car. Now you got to go to Charlie Hot Dog Stand to eat till they remove the body.
Y'all ready to go, man? As soon as they move this dead body, bro, I'll be right behind you. What the fuck?
I'm not lying. One night I came out of there and they had,
put this dead nigga speed bump underneath my car.
This is so inconvenient.
So one night I came out of Charles Disco and his boy got killed and he was up. I said, God damn it, nigga. Only if you fell to the right a little bit. So I could have banged my car out. But he was directly up on, it was on Simpson Road. If you my age and you know Atlanta, Charles Disco was the shit. So I'm underage with my friend who was here yesterday with her sister. She got her older sister. We was like, we really good friends. And so I'm like 12. I'm like, I just had ashes. So I'm probably 13. I'm 14 years old. At the club with fake ID, partying like a motherfucker. We had Charles. Nigga get killed. We had to go over to the hot dog stand. But they used to have, stripper night, male night, males and then women. Mm-hmm. And he said, she's a knockout, out. She's so fine. You remember that song?
Mm-mm. Not that version.
No.
Fuck y'all. So, and this is when I didn't know the vagina can do all that, but they had this stripper who was a crackhead. She ended up having a baby and getting her life together. I saw her smoke a cigarette with her pussy, and it blew my fucking mind. And she was making so much money. She was just spinning around like breakdown, and nigga just putting cigarettes in her pussy, and she was just like and blowing the smoke. I was like, what kind of pussy she got? And you know, and her pussy
was... The tightest of the tight.
Her pussy was smoking the cigarette like a real old man, because the lips was a little raggedy on the vagina.
Oh, of course.
But it blew... That's what the pussy was doing.
Could she make circles?
I was like, what the fuck? Charles Disco, I'm gonna call my brother and he'll tell you they used to everybody used to like her because she stuck cigarettes in her pussy.
I seen a girl unscrew a milk jug with her booty cheeks. She took the top off of milk with her butt.
That ain't got shit on smoking no cigarette with your pussy.
It's talented.
Well, because I used to go with my brother. He used to have the finger waves in his hair. Yeah. And he used to have the eyeliner up on his hair. He had the long... And you remember we used to go to Charles Disco?
Yeah, I'm on your podcast.
Yeah, you're on my podcast. You remember that lady used to strip down there and smoke them cigarettes with her pussy?
You were too young to remember that, weren't you?
Hell no, I was in there with you, nigga.
Yeah, I remember that. I seen a whole lot of pussy smoking cigarettes. Some of the pussy even scared me. You start smoking a cigarette and sick off the pussy. That ain't the kind of pussy you want to be messing with.
What the fuck you mean you seen a whole lot of pussy smoke cigarette? What the fuck, you been to a cigar bar?
Yeah, we'll get together. We'll get together once you come down. I'm going to take you to one of them pussy bars. You'll see what I'm talking about.
I ain't going to no motherfucking pussy bars, nigga. You used to mess with bitches who vagina smoke cigarettes?
Yeah, you'd be surprised. I see an asshole smoking a cigarette, too.
You ever seen anybody dick hit the pipe?
Dick. I got one of them myself.
Do your dick hit the pipe?
No, I don't know about that kind of stuff. When it comes to ding-a-ling, me and ding-a-ling, I leave that up to the women's and the gays.
You can't say the gays, boy.
Yeah, I don't see why. This a free country now. Everybody doing it, except me.
Wait a minute, everybody gay except you?
Except me. I say everybody doing it except me. To me, the American people agree with all of that. You know, back in the 80s, you had to hide that. You couldn't let nobody know that you were homosexual because it was basically against what you were brought up to really become or really be.
Ain't our brother gay?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he say he ain't gay. I told him he was gay. I said, if you get some booty hole, you gay. Well, I don't do it. Let nobody do it to me. You still gay. So it don't matter how you twist it.
Is he with a woman now?
You know, he with a woman one year. The next year, he be with a man. So, I mean, he switched back and forth.
Oh, have you talked to him?
Yeah, I talked to Tony. I mean, I talked to
you
him.
You can't be saying his name, man.
Yeah, my last name, they consider me Tony. But I ain't him.
What the fuck is that? What you say?
I said, everybody know it's a whole lot of Anthony and Tony. Hell, they don't know who they don't know me.
Oh, okay. Oh, you happy to be home?
Hell yeah. I mean, I won't be in no prison. They talking about federal prison is good. Ain't no prison. Federal prison ain't no shit. It ain't good either.
What about gay stuff in prison? Is that okay?
Was gay stuff in prison a lot?
Well, if it was, it was kept away from me.
You didn't see nobody getting their dick sucked in the shower?
Nah, I wasn't even trying to look for that, Pat.
Nobody tried to get you?
Nah, I don't play that gay crap. I've probably been in the maximum security prison. Somebody tried some shit like that with me.
Nobody tried to suck your titties?
No. I ain't got no titties. No, it was kind of like laid back, you know, but it was boring. Yeah, you had to pay for everything. But they don't really give you nothing free. You had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, bologna sandwich every day.
Every day? Are you eating any peanut butter and bologna now?
Hell no. I told my wife, don't buy none. I've seen so much of that. I don't want to keep, you can't eat it. And that peanut butter constipate you. Soon you eat it, one little packet, shit, you can bear this shit. Your shit be dried up. Like, you know, no matter how much water you drink, you still can't do this. You just can't do it.
Well, that's when you got to stick your finger up your ass and mix it.
No, that way you got to take about 5 or 6 lacet every time you eat food.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that shit, it constipates you.
It constipates you. Okay. Well, I'm glad you out. You ain't got to be constipated no more.
Yeah. I'm glad I'm not, too.
Okay, well, yeah. I'm going to call you back. Don't do nothing wrong.
I ain't doing shit. I can't do nothing wrong. I'm on a house arrest. I can barely go to the mailbox. I know I can't do nothing wrong. Shit. They got a GPS on my ankle, and I thought they were going to put one on my ass. I told them no. Shit, I'm like, nah, man, ankle monitor is fine with me. I'm good.
They wanted to put an implant in your ass?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, there's one guy said they can give you a watch. They can put it anywhere they want to put it. I stick with the leg and the ankle part. Mm. And I really be on the ankle monitor to be in the prison, because prison ain't what it is.
So you can't go past the mailbox?
I try not to. I don't go. I mean, I go right to the mailbox. And sometimes I ain't go right to it. My arm long enough, I stand probably like probably a second away from it and reach out before I can reach it and get it and run back in the house. I mean, that's what I do.
Hey, they treat you like a dog with an electric fist, nigga.
Yeah. I mean, might well put a shock collar around my damn neck.
Well, I'm sorry. So I'm going to call you back. I got to wrap this podcast up, but I just want to make sure you remember the lady at the Char Disco who you smoke cigarettes with a pussy.
Yeah, I know a lot of those.
All right, bye.
I know.
Right, shut the fuck up. You know a lot of them nigga crazy ass boy. My brother's home. As y'all can see, I'm so happy.
Do you believe that he's seen a lot of smoking pussies?
He was real good looking back in the day. That motherfucker got movie star teeth.
Really?
Oh my God. He my brother has the most beautiful teeth that you ever want to see on somebody until he lost his side teeth like me. And they were straight. And I remember back in the day, we was young and shit. And he went to go get a gold tooth. He got an A. And he was like, this shit fucked up my straight teeth. And he took a pin and yanked the gold tooth off his teeth.
Oh, no.
I'm like, you just paid $150. Fuck that shit. I don't want that shit on my mouth no more. And took a butter knife and straight the glue off what they put it on there with.
I want to throw up.
Yeah, that's what he did. He scraped the shit off his mouth. I got to tell y'all this before we wrap up. So I'm in Home Goods today, because y'all know I like to go out and shop and shit. Facebook, Marketplace, Time, whatever the fuck you call it. So I'm standing now. This might be a little too old for you guys, but it's for the people at home that listen. And this lady, the cashier was like, oh my God, you smell so good. I said, no the fuck I don't. I said, that is not me. So the older white lady, probably about 60 years old, said, "That's probably me." And I said, "I think it is you." And then the other cashier who was that person, "What are you wearing?" She said, "This is, if you love Giorgio, you're going to love Primo. I get it from Walgreens." And I looked at the cashier and said, "Bitch, I told you that wasn't me."
Walgreens.
You don't remember that? "If you love Giorgio, you're going to love Primo."
No.
It's that shit you used to get your dick sucked from a bitch for about $4.
Yeah.
That shit been around for so goddamn long. It was knockoff cologne. If you love Tommy Hilfiger, you gonna love Figurehill.
Oh yeah.
You don't remember that brand? Man, that bitch had on so much of that old ass. I felt like I was standing there in 1982. I'm like, who the fuck got on this? This is the kind of shit where you ain't have no water at your house, and you know you had a little odor on your pussy. You spray Primo on it so you can go out to the club. That
cigarette smoke.
Yeah.
Fuck you, DMU.
If you use menthols, it takes care of all of it. Nice, fresh fragrance.
Nice eucalyptus smell. Yeah.
Primo used to do that shit. Primo, Giorgio, all that fake shit. If you love Giorgio, you're going to love Paggio.
Don't wear perfume. It's an affront. It's 2020. We need to stop perfume. That's my firm stance. I think it smells horrible. It makes my tongue swell up.
That's because bitches coming over your house with old shit on.
You have a waitress that walks up to your table and she just, again, reeks of perfume for the reasons you're talking about. I think
because you eat in Plainfield and they all got on Permio and Premio and Taxio and Maxio and fucking dog pound food.
That are...
When you hit up the coachman, you get aggressively attacked by the old ladies and their perfume.
Yeah, well, you need to stay the fuck out the coachman. So that them bitches.
That place looks like a barn.
It's so
that good. The bitch, the women who you smelling perfume on, that shit been on their dresses in 82.
Yes.
So everything unseparated. The perfume, the chemicals, the can.
the can.
Nigga, they damn near got to put that shit together like a biscuit to spray it on them.
Did you ever wear cologne when you were younger? Like, Brute? English leather,
bro,
Axe
what?
Body spray.
Oh, no, my I never wore God, shit. Chris.
I wore Curve. Chris. And Tommy.
Curve. Everybody wore Curve at our age in middle school. You wore Curve, man. You were.
That's how you get the older women. Curve. Take them back to their high school days.
You might be right on that one. Yep. I can't stand that green one with the flower on it.
Year.
Aspen.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't stand that shit. And when them old men be running up on you with them church socks and shoes, and they got on that Brute, nigga, and they done slapped it on their face and threw it on their shirt, you be like, "Pop, if you don't get the fuck away from me smelling like a barbershop."
I'm wearing my Aqua Velva.
The fuck is Aqua Velva?
Aftershave.
Yeah, that shit.
That's exactly what I see why you was a virgin to you 40.
He's not even 40 yet.
You know, that was a great joke, but I want a personal apology, please.
I ain't get it. We're taking up donations, not money, but vagina for Chris. If you got any pussy that's mailable, we need you to send it to this P.O. box.
Mailable?
Or malleable.
Mailable. Mailable is a word, right?
Mailable or malleable?
Mailable. Send it in the mail.
Can you weigh my pussy? I need to know how much these stamps going to cost. This is Chris, the heaviest pussy I ever mailed.
We're going to need you to prepay postage. Mail your wore out vagina to I Am an Angel.
Please send it care of Spare Tongue.
Spare Tongue? It don't have to have a spare tongue. Matter of fact,
I wouldn't find it.
You can keep your spare tongue and just mail him the jaws of your pussy.
The jaws?
I am tired of you not getting laid, Chris. I'm tired you coming in with a dicky hard ass dick next to Dion.
Why'd you have to go and involve me?
Yeah, I'm just sitting and Dion's here.
Look down, Dick Dion.
Nah,
he looked like a little cat with a hat on.
A cat in a hat.
You're just straight up
Sam. I am. I do like green eggs.
This has been one of my favorites because you've just been so silly.
Chris Dick looked like one of Quisha's nipples.
It's not that big.
Oh,
definitely not that wide.
Chris, I promise you, when I become famous, I'm going to get your dick transplant.
Thank you.
As soon as somebody get killed, it's black with a big dick, I'm going to ask them to donate their dick.
Well, can we look at under a car in Atlanta first?
Y'all think I'm playing? Them niggas get shot. I'm trying to think of the name of that chip, that hot dog restaurant down there we used to go to. So it was a club. It was Charles Disco right here. And then three doors down, was everybody went and ate at their hot dog stand. Like the little hot dog. Ooh, that nigga had some good ass chili dog with the onion at 2 o'clock in the morning with the chili on top of the motherfucking cheese. Then when I could eat that shit back in the day with the fries. Oh, a nigga leave out there stuffed. Then you leave out with your date.
Does it start with a V? You've mentioned it maybe before.
No, that's
the varsity, not that shit.
Took me that shit first time. You got to eat this. And then she was like, oh, this shit horrible. I'm like, why you bring me here?
Yeah, you got to have us. People go to the varsity because it's a staple of Atlanta. But people who live there do not eat that shit.
Right.
No, that shit will give you diarrhea, gonorrhea, tranquilizer. That shit will make you cross out if you eat too much of it. It's good going down, but it burns coming out.
Oh.
You ever ate something in your asshole on fire?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's some shit like that. But if you're in Atlanta, you know, go to the varsity. Good luck.
What a resounding endorsement you just gave.
I'm so sick of y'all big word resounding. Oh.
It's only three syllables.
I don't give a fuck. We're going to rap there because they being all bougie and shit. I'm really
with
tired.
Your 11th grade vocabulary. You just called us bougie because he said resounding.
You know, you even know what that word means. You're just tired and honorary right now.
Yeah.
I'm thinking like Rosella.
That's not a word.
Rotisha's.
No, not
what
even.
Shit you get on your cheeks?
Oh, rosacea. Rosacea. I thought you meant rouge.
What is rude?
What did your grandma put on her cheeks? Blush.
That red stuff?
Yeah.
We didn't do that. Our grandma didn't put, they just put Noxzeme and Vaseline on their face. White, old white women put rouge on their face?
Yeah.
Then they looking like clowns and shit?
Mm-hmm. Their old ass perfume.
I was at the airport one time, and I know I said I was on end, but this lady had a little girl with her. And the grandmama was sitting next to her. The grandmama may be 80 years old. And a little girl asked the grandmama, she said, is my face going to look like that when I get your? I said, God damn, little girl.
Wow.
And she was, the mama told me she was literally scared of the grandmama because she couldn't understand why she had the wrinkles in her face. I'm like, y'all don't know anything about putting clothespins on grandma's neck and pull that shit back up under her hair. You ain't never seen that done before.
No.
Huh? You take your skin and you pull it back and you clamp it back in the back. Like, they would put their wigs on tight, too, to bring their faces back.
Yeah, I saw that in a movie.
was it Beetlejuice?
Death Becomes Her. Where they were the like movie stars and they had their faces pinned back like that.
Yeah,
I've seen that before.
So when you get wrinkled, I mean, and I'm quite sure you can put a towel on your face and iron it out.
Like pants.
All right. Maybe that wasn't nice. Maybe you need to cut that.
If we're gonna start cutting things because they're not nice, we're not gonna have a show.
Oh shit, well keep it then.
Yeah.
All right, we're gonna close this one out. I wanna thank y'all for listening. You wanna start it from the top?
Yeah, intro.
That's it, people. That's it. Thank y'all so much for tuning in to another episode of The Pat Down. Make sure you check out my website at MissPatComedy.com for all of my social media, my tour dates, my book. Make sure you spread the word about my podcast. Please rate and review. Please rate and review and share. Thank y'all so much, y'all. I've been Miss Pat.